Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Brian Posey about the difference between virtual storage appliances for data protection and those that are used for primary storage. Brian's a Windows Server expert and a frequent contributor to our site. Hi, Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I thought we'd start by explaining what you think the key benefits and drawbacks of virtual storage appliances are.
Well, there are a lot of benefits. The biggest probably is that you don't have to buy a dedicated physical appliance, so that typically saves a lot of money because, as we all know, high-end appliances aren't cheap. In some cases, the virtual storage software is even free. There are free versions out there for low-end use. Also, scalability and performance tend to be benefits. This wasn't necessarily the case not too long ago. First-generation appliances really didn't scale all that well or perform nearly as well as physical appliances. But today, that is starting to change. And sometimes you would be hard-pressed to tell the difference between the scalability and performance of a virtual appliance. Also, with the virtual storage appliances, you tend to get the same feature set as a physical appliance. Like I said, sometimes you would be hard-pressed to tell the difference. As far as the drawbacks, there really aren't many, but there is one big one, and that is that with a physical appliance, you basically just buy what you need and you're done. With a virtual appliance, you need a lot more planning because you have to carefully evaluate the underlying physical hardware just to make sure that it can meet the demands of the virtual storage appliance environment that you're going to be running.
One of the main reasons that people look to VSAs is for data protection. Do you think that VSAs for data protection and those for primary storage are different classes of products?
Well, I think it really depends on who you ask. Obviously, the vendors would tell you, yes, they are. What you have to look at, though, is that the underlying core appliance is generally the same for a general primary storage appliance or virtual appliance versus a data protection virtual appliance. Typically, the core is identical between the two, assuming they're coming from the same vendor. They've got a lot of the same underlying features, but of course, your data protection virtual appliance is going to have certain features that are geared solely towards data protection. So I guess if you look at it in that sense, then yes, they are different classes of products.
What would you say the main difference between VSAs for data protection and those for primary storage are?
Well, it's obviously going to depend on the vendor, but the thing that you have to realize is that with primary storage appliances, if you go low-end, then you're just going to get a very basic feature set. But if you go with, you know, a commercial-grade primary virtual storage appliance, it is going to come with a certain feature set that's geared towards an enterprise or at least medium to large business environment. And that feature set almost always carries over into backup appliances as well. So if you buy a virtual appliance that's designed for backup, you're going to get a lot of the same features that you would for a general-purpose virtual storage appliance. But you're also going to get some features that are geared solely towards backups. Specifically, a lot of the backup appliances are designed to act as cloud storage gateways so that data can be replicated to the cloud, and that's something that you typically don't get for just a general-purpose virtual storage appliance.
That about wraps up the podcast. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And to get additional information on virtual storage appliances, make sure to visit searchvirtualstorage.com.